Phil, I want to talk about food trends, but can I ask you a question as the food expert in this conversation? What is figgy pudding?
Figgy pudding? I have no idea.
Because they sing that song, and bring us some figgy pudding. And I've never had figgy pudding, but it's in a holiday song.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it's real. Again, it's like, going to China, the first time I went to Beijing, you know, I was all excited because I thought I could actually eat fortune cookies that were made in China, and nobody had any idea what I was talking about because there are no fortune cookies in China. You know, that's a U.S. thing.
And there are no French fries in France either.
Well, no, there are. There are French fries in France, and there are, you know, pizza in Italy, but they're slightly different than the way we have it here.
Yeah, it's where you get fries, sort of fries, when you order steak frites, I guess.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Now, we're looking ahead to 2018. Are there any food trends you're happy to see go away at the end of 2017?
Well, you know, I think that what we have for the coming year is a lot more about technology, and that's everything from vertical farming. You know, farming is very inefficient. So if we build vertical farms, and there's some being done in Europe and certainly in Asia, where there's 100-story high buildings, if you would, that are a combination of office buildings and farming, probably 2/3 farming, 1/3 offices, it's much more efficient to grow food actually where people are versus out in fields somewhere, where you have all the pesticide issues, where you've got, you know, labor issues, where you have to transport it. So I think that this year we're going to see a lot more technology in farming. Certainly we're going to see a lot more technology in stores because of people like, you know, Amazon buying Whole Foods. We're really going to see them ramp up. And it hasn't been as quick as a lot of people had expected. And the reason for that, frankly, is Amazon is very data-driven. Amazon knows everything about us, so that when we go on to buy something, here's our history, they have suggestions for us. Well, Whole Foods never had that. Whole Foods did not have a frequent shopper program, so they didn't have that data. So a lot of the people at Amazon, frankly, have been very frustrated because, you know, they're data-driven. So now they're starting to collect that. So I think in 2018, we're really going to see a lot of excitement in the Whole Foods stores because of Amazon, but also in Chicago. I mean, we've got great stores. Mariano's is probably one of my favorite supermarkets in the country. Everything that Mariano's does is fabulous, from their grocerant offerings to just the foods that they import directly from Italy. So Chicago's basically a food town, but, you know, we're going to see a lot more excitement in 2018 driven by technology than we've ever seen before.
Well, that leads me into my next question. And be careful when you pick favorites in the grocery stores in Chicago. It's no longer around, but I used to put cans on shelves at Dominick's and Jewel. So, you know, I got a couple of stores experience there. You know, but I've not been to the Mariano's. But you mentioned, Phil, this is going to be an exciting year, and this merger of some of these companies like Amazon and Whole Foods. What does that merger mean? What's it going to do?
Well, what it's going to do for us as shoppers is it's going to give us a better shopping experience. Keep in mind that this whole idea of the way a supermarket, you know, is built, you know, you go into the produce department, then aisle after aisle after aisle. Amazon is going to blow that up. You know, they look at it very differently than typical grocers do. And you mentioned Dominick's, and Bob Mariano, you know, was the president of Dominick's, and he really built that chain, you know, to great heights, if you would, and then, you know, left and then created Mariano's with Roundy's and stuff. I think that we're going to see a whole different way of operating supermarkets. That's number one. We're also going to see, you know, in the Internet of all things, where our homes are going to change. What we're going to do is we're going to have a refrigerator that has, you know, a scanner and a scale built in. So every time that we take out some milk, for example, the scanner that's in the door is going to register that it's milk. The scale that's in that shelf is going to register how much milk we consumed. So as a result of that, it's going to send, you know, an email to Jewel or to Mariano's or anybody else that we choose and say, okay, you know, Mike is running out of milk in a day. Make sure that you deliver it today so he doesn't run out. And we're going to see that throughout, you know, our entire home with everything, with cupboards, with scales and scanners, and even in our trash, you know, having a scanner there. So, you know, I think 2018 is going to be real exciting. And also what we're starting to do is we're starting to attract a whole new generation of people to work in groceries. You know, I mentioned Bob Mariano, and I'm a huge fan of his. So Bob started out as a bagger, I think, and then rose his way up to CEO. Those days are gone. What we're starting to see, and Hy-Vee is a perfect example in Iowa, you know, they're attracting people from Harvard, from Stanford, you know, to really look at food in an entirely different way. And that's what's going to make all these changes possible.
This is so exciting for me as a guy who eats every day, and it should be for all of you.
We all eat every day.
Yes, we do. I know. Day. I was tongue planted firmly in cheek. My friend Phil Lempert is the supermarket guru. He lives, sleeps, and eats all of this stuff. And I encourage you, if you're a fan of supermarket stuff, Phil's constantly updating what's happening and what foods are out there and rating foods. And I was telling the crew back in the studio, Phil, I said, this guy figured it out. He has made a living out of being able to eat and eat everything and try. And it's just, it's a wonderful gift you have. And I appreciate you sharing it with us. I encourage everybody, check him out. Phil Lempert, supermarket guru. And I'm looking forward to 2018, Phil, but I'm a little nervous that the fridge might say, you know, you've consumed too much Ben and Jerry's this week. You need to maybe dial it back and have some soy ice cream or something.
And it will.
It will
do exactly that.
Big Brother is here. I'm kind of happy about that. Thank you, Phil Lempert.